Vamos a saludar a David Grumser. El señor Grumser fue durante 11 años oficial de la Inteligencia de Defensa de los Estados Unidos, teniente comandante de la Marina. Fue asesor de Dick Cheney, entre otros. Además, asesor del subsecretario de Estado John Bolton. Él tiene un doctorado en la Universidad de Johns Hopkins en Relaciones Internacionales. Y al doctor Wormser, Ana, yo le quiero hacer la misma pregunta que nos hacíamos esta mañana. ¿Puede el presidente de los Estados Unidos declarar una guerra a un país que no lo está amenazando?
Good morning, Dr. Wormser. Thank you very much for your time today at at Caracol Radio.
Thank you. It's an honor.
Let's begin by asking you, is it possible for President Trump to do something like declare war against a country that is not declaring war against the United States?
Well, the problem is that Iran has declared war on the United States 47 years ago, and it continuously declares war. It expresses an intent every time it has an official gathering of death to America. It has killed thousands of Americans. It was planning to kill the president of the United States, and it's been killing our ally citizenry as well all along. So the truth is we're not declaring war on Iran. We are answering a war that Iran has declared on us now for almost 50 years.
Pues responde que el problema es que ya le habían declarado la guerra a los Estados Unidos hace 47 años y le sigue declarando la guerra. Nos dice que en cada reunión oficial y en cada reunión que ellos mantienen, pues expresan ese deseo de atacar a los Estados Unidos. Nos dice que han matado a miles de estadounidenses, han planeado con matar al presidente de los Estados Unidos incluso, y pues también están matando a ciudadanos de sus aliados. Entonces, la verdad es que Estados Unidos no está declarando la guerra, sino que Irán fue el que declaró la guerra a Estados Unidos desde hace muchísimo tiempo.
Ana, yo quisiera preguntarle a nuestro invitado desde Washington si el sistema nuclear o las fortalezas nucleares de Irán más fuertes fueron obliteradas, como dice el presidente Trump, ¿por qué la preocupación de los Estados Unidos con este nuevo ataque?
Back in June, President Trump said that the main nuclear facilities in Iran had been obliterated. If that had already happened, what was the urgency of the U.S. to attack again?
Well, the urgency was that, first of all, there were signs that they were beginning to restart the rebuilding of that program. It would take time, but we vowed that the program has to remain at zero state. But more importantly, the missile programs were reaching a rebuilding capacity that threatened the region. It threatened Israel profoundly, and it was threatening other regional allies. And moreover, it was beginning to threaten Europe. Some of its missiles already can reach Europe, but they were developing missiles. They could reach much further. They tested a missile, or at least they claimed that they tested a missile with 10,000 kilometers range just recently. So it is a country that, instead of moving toward peace after last summer when its nuclear program was eliminated, instead showed that it was going to dig down and increase its weaponry in the hope that it can restart attacks on our allies and ultimately even on the United States.
Hubo señales urgentes de que Irán quería reconstruir ese programa que le tomaría tiempo, pero lo más preocupante es que estaba reforzando el programa de misiles, estaba alcanzando una capacidad que podía amenazar a Israel y a otros aliados de los Estados Unidos en la región, podría incluso amenazar a Europa. Estaban desarrollando misiles con un alcance que podían llegar mucho más lejos. Incluso nos dice que probaron recientemente uno que tendría un rango de 10.000 kilómetros y pues más allá de acercarse a la paz en el verano, cuando pues eliminó su programa nuclear, estaban tratando de profundizar en su programa armamentístico, aumentando su capacidad de armas para poder así hacer ataques a los aliados de los Estados Unidos en la región.
Grace, el presidente Trump ha dicho que hasta cierto punto le gustaría usar a Venezuela como modelo y que al parecer tendría en mente algunas figuras en Irán. ¿Él cree que está tan claro quiénes podrían ser esas figuras en Irán?
Mr. Wimser, President Trump has said that to an extent he would like to use Venezuela as an example, meaning that they take the leader out and then other people inside Iran will go ahead and proceed with the government. Do you believe that this is so easy to do in Iran and that they could have located these people that could work with the U.S. in collaboration like apparently is happening with Venezuela?
Well, no, you're absolutely right. It is a much more difficult circumstance, and it is one of the main reasons why the war was happening now, is because there was a mass slaughter of Iranian people. Some estimates around 30 to 40,000, some estimates much higher. We won't know until later how many people were killed by the government. But what's very clear is that the Iranian people hate their government. But their government is very determined to kill as many people as it needs to stay in power. So it's going to be difficult to find one or two people in the government who are either willing to help. But second of all, very few in the government right now don't have blood on their hands of killing a lot of Iranians in the Iranian government. So this is much greater a change of system of government and revolution than what happened in Venezuela, where we'll see where it goes with Venezuela ultimately. But at the moment, they're trying to work with Delcy Rodriguez to get to where they need to get. In Iran, there's nobody really capable of working with us or willing to work with us at that sort of level of government. So it is much more of a assistance to the Iranian people as a whole to take back their government rather than simply change a few people in government to get a better behaving government.
Well, thank you so much, Mr. Wormser, for your time in Caracol Radio. It's been a pleasure having you today in our show.
Thank you.
Es cierto. Es una circunstancia mucho más difícil. Nos dice que la guerra es bastante complicada y la razón principal de que se está llevando a cabo en este momento es por la masacre de los iraníes, 30.000, 40.000, no sabremos la cifra exacta de cuántos ha matado al gobierno. Nos dice que los iraníes odian su gobierno, pero el gobierno iraní está determinado a matar las personas que necesiten para mantenerse en el poder. Es difícil encontrar una persona en el gobierno iraní que vaya a ayudar a los Estados Unidos o que esté dispuesto a trabajar con el gobierno de los Estados Unidos. Son personas con sangre en sus manos, entonces lo que requiere en este punto es un cambio de sistema, un cambio de gobierno, una revolución que logre esto, distinto a lo de Venezuela, pues que encontraron a Delcy Rodríguez para poder trabajar con ella. No cree que en Irán haya alguien capaz o con esa disposición de trabajar con los Estados Unidos, así que esta es una más asistencia a los iraníes como en todo, que pues cambiar a unos pocos para poder trabajar con ellos.